UN attempting to create a legally binding climate change pact. Written by James Murphy, published at thenewamerican.com, Monday, May 14, 2018. The United Nations voted Thursday to take a first step toward creating a legally binding agreement on climate change. The body voted 143-5, with 7 abstentions, to have Secretary General Antonio Guterres produce a report by the next General Assembly session in September, which identifies gaps in international environmental laws and related legal instruments to enforce such laws. The resolution also mandates the creation of a working group that will look at options for addressing the gaps in international environmental law by 2019, with an eye toward holding a conference to, quote, adopt an international instrument, end quote. In other words, unlike the Paris Accord, the UN is looking to create a worldwide environmental agreement with teeth. The United States was among the 5 no votes, along with Russia, Turkey, Syria, and the Philippines. Quote, the unprecedented deterioration of our environment is already causing hundreds of thousands of deaths due to planetary warming, water and air pollution, and the deterioration of biodiversity in the soils, end quote, said French Ambassador François Delattre, who spoke on behalf of more than 90 co-sponsors of the resolution. Quote, these attacks on the environment are affecting the most vulnerable populations first. If we don't act decisively, we are exposing ourselves to dire consequences. The exhaustion of natural resources, migration, and an upsurge in conflicts, end quote. Pretty frightening words. But so far, the United States isn't buying into the scare tactics. Ambassador Nikki Haley said in a statement, quote, when international bodies attempt to force America into vague environmental commitments, it's a sure sign that American citizens and businesses will get stuck paying a large bill without getting large benefits. The proposed global compact is not in our interests, and we oppose it. End quote. Secretary General Guterres was also pushing hard for the new resolution. Quote, it is about our duty of care to provide an environment that supports the health, well-being, dignity, and prosperity of everyone on this planet, end quote, Guterres said. Quote, let us support this worthy initiative, end quote. The catalyst for this attempt to create a new climate agreement with UN enforcement power is French President Emmanuel Macron. Macron has been at odds with the White House since President Trump announced his intention to withdraw the United States from the Paris Accord last June. On April 25, Macron addressed a joint session of Congress. Quote, what is the meaning of our life really, if we work and live, destroying the planet, while sacrificing the future of our children, end quote, Macron told Congress. Quote, by polluting the oceans, not mitigating CO2 emissions, and destroying our biodiversity, we are killing our planet, end quote. Macron, who took office in May of 2017, is the youngest president in France's history. His party, La République En Marche, is described as transpartisan and looks to transcend the traditional left-right paradigm through a populist approach to governing. Thus far, however, Macron is governing just as another globalist. He seems to be intent on getting the United States to heel on climate change. In his speech to Congress, he issued a not-so-subtle dig at President Trump's campaign slogan. Quote, we have to work together with business leaders and local communities. Let us work together in order to make our planet great again, end quote. Macron went on to chide the president and opponents of the ineffective Paris Accord, hinting that we might have lost our way for a time, but will eventually realize the error of our ways. Quote, and I am sure that one day the United States will come back and join the Paris Agreement, and I am sure that we can work together to fulfill with you the ambitions of the Global Compact on Environment, end quote. Climate change has become the globalists' rallying cry, their cause to unite around. A pact such as the one proposed by the UN is not really about the environment, it's about control. The pact could have far-reaching effects, as Climate Depot's Mark Morano points out, stating, quote, the UN and France are pushing this new global compact on the environment, which will be binding to all nations that sign on to it. The new pact could become the EU on steroids, with all nations that sign on to it being forced to bow to new regulations emanating from UN bureaucrats, end quote. There are well-meaning and sincere people who believe that climate change is a real threat, but this UN proposal isn't about that. It's about attacking national sovereignty, particularly the sovereignty of the United States, because globalists don't care about a hypothetical increase of global temperature at all. All they care about is control. To support The New American, click the donate button in the description. And to listen to more podcasts, click the podcast button at the top of our homepage, thenewamerican.com. Be sure to subscribe.